Hi, this is Anne Marie Burkle, and you're listening to Orange State on Z89.
Welcome back to Orange State. Matt Pfeiffer here on Friday, April 20th. Emery Burkle, friend of the show, and now Ron Paul, also a friend of the show. Yeah, it's fun to say. But now it's time for one of our favorite segments.
Dopes. The world is full of them. Let's find out what these shameless crazies are up to now when Orange State presents...
The audacity of...
And the king of the dopes is here, Jim Lavolis. And Jim, the dopes have been pretty crazy this week.
Yeah, as you mentioned last week, you know, it was a toilet plunging robber. And this week, the criminals are taking advice from street vendors because a man in Arkansas actually used a pair of hot dog tongs to threaten a convenience store employee.
Hot dog tongs.
Yeah, and to no surprise, it was a failed robbery attempt.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the suspect actually told authorities after all this happened that he was tired of not being respected by his wife and children. I don't think trying to rob a 7-Eleven or whatever it was with hot dog tongs from that store... is going to bring you much respect. He was probably like the normal person going to get a hot dog out of a hot dog roller, which are obviously delicious and the most fresh hot dogs you'll ever get. he takes those tongs and tries to... I have no idea. I'm absolutely
speechless. What are you trying to do? I'm going to burn you with the tongs. I don't know.
Yeah, not only are these hot dog tongs, they're pretty warm. You know, these are lukewarm hot dog tongs.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know what you think you could do to somebody with those. I'm going to pinch you.
Pinch their finger? Yeah. Come on now.
Okay. What else are the dopes up to?
Well, despite all the presidential candidates talking about jobs and stimulating the economy, here's a guy you wouldn't really think of trying to stimulate the economy. With the Secret Service prostitution scandal going on, a brothel owner, Dennis Hoff, asked the government to only... hire U.S. prostitutes.
Okay.
Now, this guy, he's actually a pretty famous cream-of-the-crop brothel owners, I guess you could say. He is the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, which was featured on an HBO series called Cat House. And he wants to do, Dennis Hoff, he actually says he wouldn't charge the agents, but he would rather send an advance team of Bunny Ranch prostitutes to accompany the Secret Service on foreign trips to prevent issues like this from happening again where they hire Colombian ones.
So, in other words, bring along American prostitutes to replace... foreign prostitutes.
Exactly.
They would be... So instead, we're going to have to pay to send them, too, in this guy's opinion.
Yeah, maybe just put them right on Air Force One or something like that. Maybe, you know, they could...
I'm sure Michelle Obama would have no problem with that.
No, probably no problem. I mean, would be buying American, okay? It would be.
Yeah, I guess you can say it that way. I guess that's a service, right?
Apparently.
American services. Okay, well, what else?
Well... again, it is another ill-timed Facebook photo that has landed a criminal in trouble. A 20-year-old was actually, his girlfriend actually took a picture of him siphoning gas out of a police car. And they put the photo on Facebook.
Wait, let's back up here. First of all, who takes a picture of a friend of theirs siphoning gas?
Why would you siphon gas out of a police vehicle? What? Any other car. Go down to the shipyard, siphon out of some boats, for goodness sake.
I feel like that's just to try to prove something.
I mean, a cop car. You got... You know, there's no way you can hide the identity of that vehicle.
You couldn't, like, go up to somebody's huge sedan or some massive GMC.
Exactly.
Like, wouldn't that have more gas in it anyway? That's called just trying to prove a point. That's why the picture was probably taken.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they said. They said they didn't even get that much gas out of it. They weren't going to lie. They didn't get that much gas out of it. So they thought that would make them innocent. You still tried to siphon gas out of... a police cruiser, and actually the authorities in this case actually, you know, they're taking a little bit of a hint from this, and they're actually going to put locks on their gas caps this time, you know, do that.
That's got to be a hassle for the police officer. Darn it anyway, I got to get my key to unlock the gas cap.
You know,
cap.
Just another day where somebody tried to siphon gas out of my car.
Jeez Louise. So what else? What else are the dopes up to?
Well, maybe the most honest criminal the Audacity of Dopes has ever had. That's pretty bold to say, but this guy actually, he was trespassing on a Florida hotel property, and he was actually staying in it was a luxury hotel, and he was actually decided to just hop into one of the hot tubs there. He was not a guest. He was not a paid guest at this place. And when the judge asked him after, obviously, his court trial had began, he said, I was cold, so I didn't get out of the hot tub. I mean, that's pretty legitimate
to
me.
That's honest. Yeah. I mean, how cold could it be in Florida, though?
That's true. You know, maybe it was in the winter months. I'm thinking it was. Maybe there was a brisk chill, but he just didn't want to get out. Who does want to get out of a hot tub, okay?
You know, it's very hard to get out of a hot tub. Once you're in and you're comfortable, you're relaxed, that's very tough.
It is very tough.
Ah, but I got to kind of agree with this dope on this. Yeah, I've never agreed with a dope, by the way, but I think I'm on this guy's
many
side.
Many firsts on today's show.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Many firsts. And we have time for one more dope.
Yeah, we're going to round it out with a Audacity of Dopes tip to the criminals here. This is my tip.
This is what we almost should rename the segment. Tips to criminals.
There we go. Well, here's my tip. Make sure you have on the proper attire if you have to resort to fleeing on foot. Because this man in Daytona Beach...
staying in Florida.
Mm-hmm. He was actually being tracked down by authorities for trafficking cocaine, and he actually attempted to flee the officers. In his vehicle, actually ended up crashing into a tree. He seemed fine there. He decided to run away until the shorts that he was wearing fell down to his ankles, and he tripped over them. And they were actually just the authorities.
I hope there was video.
Just caught
of
up.
This.
I hope there was. I couldn't find any, but I mean, it'd make it on America's Funniest Home Videos or something of the sort. Can you imagine
with Bob Saget doing narration?
Can you imagine just running at a full sprint and then all of a sudden your shorts are down over your feet and you're donezo. You're donezo.
Absolutely. I wonder if the dogs were chasing you. Does that make it worse? You know, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. Thud.
Yeah, enough. Just give up right there.
That's really rough.
So maybe put on some Nike running shorts, something like that.
Something
you know?
Loose fitting, but not too loose fitting. That's
exactly.
That's our recommendation this week if you're going to try to run from the cops.
Yeah, so take it and run with it, criminals. There you go. Like that.
And thank you to Jim for another excellent edition of...
It's actually sometimes easier to be cynical.
That was the Audacity of...
It is easier to be cynical. And we still have more Orange State coming up, Orange State of Disarray, and our final member of the presidential primary, Candidates Hall of Fame. This one you're not going to want to miss. We'll be right back here on Z89.
Your weekly dose of news, the way you want to hear it. You're listening to Orange State on Z89.